Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Has an entrance to what some are calling an alien base been found? A large underwater opening was found on the Malibu, California coast located at Point Doom. The discovery was announced in 2014 on the Dark Matter Radio Network and was made using Google Earth by Maxwell, Dale Romero, and Jimmy Church. Researchers and UFO buffs alike have been searching for it for the past 40 years. The site has been a focus within the UFO community as a proposed hotspot for flying objects. The pillars, which are thought to be support beams, are more than 600 feet tall underwater, and the entrance is at a depth of 2,000 feet below the water's surface. A paper published in 2009 by the United States Geological Survey was shown to the Huffington Post, and scientists who have been studying this area refer to it as Sycamore Knoll. David Swartz, a geologist with the USGS, says this is interpreted as a thrust fault, meaning one side of the crust moves up over the other, and what we're looking at is interpreted as being the surface expression of this doom thrust, which is part of a large fault system in Southern California. Still, speculations regarding the strange underwater area continue to draw attention by some to this day, and many UFO enthusiasts can't help but to wonder if it's simply a natural occurrence or if it could be related to the sightings in that area. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, but most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
NASA is determined to probe our neighboring celestial bodies in the hopes to find alien microbial life within 20 to 30 years. According to NASA's scientist Ellen Stofan back in April of this year at the Solar System and Beyond panel conference in Washington. For the scientists, the most interesting places to look for life are other worlds which fall within the galactic habitable zones around stars similar to our own. The researchers at NASA are primarily looking for rocky planets that may contain water. Scientists estimate that the search for life is about one generation away from making that discovery, and NASA has many new projects currently in the works. You really should take a look at these new photos on darkmatternews.com. This poor woman. Medical doctors in Sichuan, a province in southwest China, recently diagnosed an 87-year-old Chinese woman who had a large extruding from her head with a condition known as cornocutaneum, or cutaneous horns. 7 years ago, Liang noticed something on her head which looked like a black mole at the time, but didn't think anything of it. 2 years later, it turned into something much more, and she began to have cause for concern. The woman's son thought the Chinese medicine would cure the problem, but unfortunately, that didn't work. Her son says now the horn is painful and prevents her from sleeping and bleeds from time to time. Now measuring just over 5 inches, the elderly woman's family thinks that the surgical procedure to remove it may not be the best option at this point due to her age. Currently, the doctors are seeking alternative options to get rid of the horn for good. Has a 100,000-year-old three-pronged electrical plug been found embedded in a block of granite? They say the curious stone was unearthed during an excursion in a rural location in North America, far from human settlements, industrial complexes, airports, factories, and electronic or nuclear plants. While it may hurt the credibility of his discovery, by electrical engineer John J. Williams in 1998, he refuses to give the exact location of his find for fear that the site might be plundered of other mysterious relics. Known as the Enigmalith, which is a combination of words enigma and monolith, or petrodox, he says the device presents the undeniable appearance of an electronic component embedded in a naturally formed solid granite stone composed of quartz and feldspar. Due to the secrecy surrounding the find, its $500,000 price tag, and an extraterrestrial theory surrounding the object, many from the scientific community have categorized the Enigmalith as a hoax manufactured solely for the fame and fortune of its owner. Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.